through an action plan, in this case, a deficit before them. We'll see how it goes, but at least the plan is there. Thank you very much. Number nine, please.
Item number nine, from the Director, Department of Transportation, submitting notification of emergency repair to the stormwater pumping station located at the railroad crossing over West Rawson Avenue, just west of South 6th Street. This item was also considered by the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit. That committee took no action. The item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Director Drancic.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a notification of emergency repair for that location on Rawson Avenue. It's an area where, as stated, the rail crossing goes over at grade, so there's a depression in the roadway, and that for that reason, there's a pumping station at that location to pump water up to grade and have it flow to a drainage ditch, basically, and that prevents that area from flooding. That pump location went down in the winter season, and we had been trying to do some remedies during that time of replacing pumps and motors and things like that, and then when necessary, having highway crews go out there and pump water out of that area. We had hoped that we could provide a temporary fix into the 2014 capital program and have that as a replacement item. But the rainfall that we've had over the spring and into the summer created a real problem there where some of those replacement pumps and things like that were starting to fail. And we had a lot of highway maintenance staff activity there to pump water out of that location. In a couple of cases, the city of Oak Creek had to close the road until that was that work was done. So we felt it necessary to declare the emergency for the repair of that. On initial estimate, it appeared that we could just replace the pumps, replace the electrical service and things like that to the tune of about $350,000. Once Mr. High's area was able to get in there with their engineering folks, it turns out that it's a complete replacement of the facility that's required, which has changed the cost quite considerably, up to $1.2 million. One of the reasons for that is that as the site has been investigated, from my understanding, the wells themselves, there's a dry well, and there's a well that contains the water area. The wall there is deteriorating, and the water is getting into the dry well area, so that's what's necessitating the complete replacement. And Mr. High can probably talk a little bit further about that if needed. But that's what we're bringing forward to the committee for notification, is the need to have this completed. We feel into the winter season, so it doesn't compound any issues in the winter season when we need to have staff out plowing and maintaining the road network and not have them dedicated to pumping this area out.
So the estimated cost for reconstruction would be $1.2 million. I believe the capital finance manager give us that information during the agenda setting. That would be done through bonding, I believe.
It's my understanding, Mr. Chairman, that it's that it would be done through the unspent bonds, and I think that's going to be handled in a two-part sequence. I think part this cycle and then part in September cycle for your approval. Given the time frame of what we thought the initial cost amount to be to what we've then discovered the actual amount to be. I'll let the expert handle the financing portion.
Of
sure. Mr. Chairman, supervisors, there was approximately $2 million in bond proceeds that were lapsed as a part of the carryover process. That item was before you in April, I believe. And this project potentially could be paid for with those proceeds. I still have to go through and figure out which bond issues they're associated with, but that would be an option for the financing.
Thank you. Any questions, comments, concerns? OK. Okay, we have this is an informational item. We have just received notification on this particular one. Thank you very much, Director. Yeah. Item number 10.
Item number 10 from the